This is Sunday Focus, a weekly public affairs program that looks at the topics affecting our society and the people who are making a change in the community each and every day. The people who have vision for the next generation. Sunday Focus presents new challenges for us, keeping you informed with topics of local and regional interest. Now the host of Sunday Focus, Christine Manica.
Good morning. Coming up on this edition of Sunday Focus, we will be talking to the executive director of the Sioux Falls Regional Airport, Dan Lentlier. The airport industry has bounced back since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Thankfully, things are starting to look up at the Sioux Falls Regional Airport, but not as quickly as some would hope. Dan Lentlier joins the show to talk about the changes during the pandemic, inflation, new exciting additions that are coming to the airport that does include a parking garage, and the upcoming holiday travel. That's all coming up on this edition of Sunday Focus.
If you're driving on the interstate, a state highway, a county highway, through town, or on a gravel road, this message is for you. Buckle up, don't skip the click. Crashes don't discriminate, they happen everywhere. Hi, I'm Trooper Peterson with the South Dakota Highway Patrol, reminding you that wearing your seatbelt is one of the best ways to protect yourself while driving. Buckle up, don't skip the click. This message brought to you by the South Dakota Highway Patrol and Results Town Square Media.
Welcome back to another edition of Sunday Focus. It's that time of the year where air travel and just traveling in general is really busy, and we can say that for once after a couple of years. Joining me right now from the Sioux Falls Regional Airport, it's the Executive Director, Dan Lentlier. Hey, Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, obviously, a lot of aspects of the flying industry has changed. So much to cover. So the last time we talked, how has air travel been?
You know, I think, across the country, but certainly here in Sioux Falls, we've rebounded very well. We've seen double-digit increases year over year. So through October, our passenger traffic is over 25% ahead of last year. And when you compare it to 2019, which is kind of pre-COVID, kind of our last normal year, which was a record, we're 7.2% ahead of 2019's numbers. So we're doing really well. We've got eight months in a row of record traffic. A couple of those with, all-time monthly records. So a lot of people flying in and out of Sioux Falls. It's great to see. Going forward here, it's still a little up in the air. It's hard to say how the economy might impact some people's discretionary spending. So it's certainly, always on our mind how that might impact future travel in the coming months. But so far, we've had a lot of people take advantage of flying out of Sioux Falls.
One thing that we mentioned also last year, Dan, we were still talking about COVID-19 and the mask mandates. Now I think it's safe to say that we have moved past those regulations. So what's changed in regards to the COVID-19 policies at the Sioux Falls Regional Airport, or what remains the same?
Yeah, it's just reading to where, certain parts of the country experiencing upticks or big jumps, I guess, in flu and influenza and coughs and colds, as well as COVID. There's even some locations getting to the point where they're rethinking masks indoors. But for air travel, things have been, back to normal here for quite a few months. The requirement to wear a mask both on the aircraft and in the airport terminal, those went away well over a year ago. And, all the other kind of travel requirements that were imposed, first there was a ban on international travel to the United States unless you were a U.S. citizen. That's been lifted, obviously. But then also, the requirement to have a, negative COVID test. So it's very seldom either traveling to an international location or into the U.S., negative tests are no longer required. Proof of vaccination also is no longer required. I mean, I know Hawaii had some of those requirements up until about a year ago. So all those have been, rescinded. But again, it's hard to say what's around the corner if we see a huge spike in the latest variant of COVID. It's hard to say what changes may come about. But right now, things are are really kind of back to pre-COVID levels. But some of the positives, certainly, I think they came out of that. You know, the additional more thorough cleaning, certainly both on and disinfecting both on the aircraft, but also, you know, throughout the travel experience. So certainly through airport terminals, and enhanced the level of efforts to keep things clean. The disinfecting continues to go on. I mean, you know, a lot of places still have, you know, sanitation devices for cleaning hands, but hotels still have a lot of additional COVID sanitation improvements. So a lot of positives, I think, that did come out of it that will hopefully keep people a little healthier when they travel.
Now, with the COVID-19 pandemic, there were also some shortage experiences. Now, since the last time, again, we talked about these shortages, and they were pretty steady last year. How have the shortages reached the Sioux Falls Regional Airport as opposed to, you know, most other places?
You know, it just seems like that's just a part of doing business anymore. Is you can never expect to order something and have it, like, there the next day. But, you know, we noticed that in a lot of our construction projects, different materials for the work that needed to be performed, or there's always seems to be a challenge or a long lead time in getting materials for some of the construction projects, both on the airfield and in the terminal itself. So that you just kind of accept that you know, for a lot of materials, it's, you know, 6 months, there's been some equipment and devices that we've needed that, you know, it's well over a year out before you can expect to get delivery. So that is just, you know, kind of part of things you have to, you know, bake into the equation when you're working with construction projects. But, you know, we've noticed that too. You know, recently, you know, we provide purchase the aircraft de-icing fluid that's necessary this time of year. To clear all the snow and ice off aircraft before it takes off, or the airlines put it on, but we provide the product. And, you know, that's a oil-based product, and it's hard to come by. And then the transportation, a lot of it's shipped up on barges from Texas up to Mississippi. Well, you've seen the stories about, you know, the low level in the water and the reduction in barge traffic, so that's added delivery time. Trying to ship it by truck is also a challenge with limited access to trucking. So trying to kind of plan and have additional capacity inventory on hand to take into account, you know, longer delivery times has certainly been something that we've tried to make sure that we've incorporated. And then just the uncertainty about, you know, diesel. A lot of our snow removal equipment, diesel engines, a lot of the equipment the airlines use to handle the aircraft here is diesel-powered. Their de-icing trucks are diesel-powered. So, again, to the point we're actually are renting a diesel fuel truck to have additional capacity just in case there's a delay in getting, you know, diesel fuel delivered. So, you know, maybe that's a little over the top, I guess. But we certainly don't want to be in a situation where we're out of a product and impacting flights out of here.
Absolutely. Now, would you say that because of those shortages and other shortages, that some airlines have actually made the tough decisions to cancel flights or offer fewer flying options? So is it because of the cost of fuel, other factors, staff shortages maybe?
Yeah, probably the leading cause of flight reductions right now as far as number of flights operated is the shortage of available pilots or new pilots that are coming into the industry. The kind of barriers to entry, the cost to be trained to be a pilot, the number of hours that's required to even get into the cockpit, all of those are huge hurdles that are making it more difficult for people to come into the industry and make it a career. I mean, certainly if you're able to overcome those, the pay has jumped considerably. I think Delta Airlines just announced a new contract with their pilots, like a 30% increase. That's kind of on top of other increases they've had over the last year, but and that could be expected at, you know, United, American, a lot of the carriers increased pay for the pilots they do have. But most new pilots start with a regional airline, and they're the ones that are bearing the brunt of the lack of pilots. I mean, you read stories all the time, different regional airlines that have hundreds of regional jets parked that normally probably would be in the air because they just don't have the pilots to fly them. And so small communities that typically have regional airline service are the ones that are being impacted the most. And we've seen that here in Sioux Falls as well. You know, I think we maybe, you know, with the amount of travelers that we have, the willingness to maybe pay a little bit higher fare so far, that's really helped us kind of maintain at least the number of seats that are available out of Sioux Falls, because what you're seeing is less frequency. So instead of 6-7 flights a day to on Delta to Minneapolis, their main hub, you know, now it's 3 or 4. You know, a couple of those are larger aircraft. The same is true on United to Denver, Chicago. You don't have the frequency you used to, with most of those being regional jets. Now you have some larger 737s or Airbus aircraft, which is great to see, but you have 3 flights a day instead of 6 flights a day or 7 flights a day. And so the options to fly out of Sioux Falls are less, and the connection time you're going to find out is in Chicago or Denver or Minneapolis. It's probably not going to be that convenient, you know, a 50-60-minute connection. It may be numerous hours in between flights just because there isn't the frequency that we had before. So, you know, it's good to see the bigger planes in a lot of situations, but it also comes with less frequency.
Now, Dan, before we move on to the next topic, I do want to point out, so I fly to Chicago frequently, that's where I'm from, and I did notice the bigger planes. I think I was going back here to Sioux Falls, and I noticed a lot more people boarding this plane. I'm like, what? There's no way that there's that many people going to Sioux Falls, but, and to my surprise, a bigger aircraft, so it's just that change I did notice.
Yeah, they've just done that in the last few months. Again, it's kind of reflection that, you know, they don't have the frequency, but they are, and the first time in many, many years that there's been a Airbus or 737 to Chicago. I mean, it's great to see, and hopefully that continues as time goes on. But, yeah, just if you're only going to Chicago, then that's great. But if you're going on to Syracuse and there's a 4-hour connection, you know, that's just, unfortunately, that's kind of the way it's going to be.
If you are just listening right now, I'm being joined by Dan Letlier of the Sioux Falls Regional Airport. You hinted at this already, Dan. Let's talk about those flight prices. Now, in some opinions, they've just skyrocketed over the last year or so. In your opinion, are the flight prices back to pre-pandemic prices, or are they truly higher than normal?
Well, I mean, you have to, obviously, everything is more expensive, right? I mean, the inflation has driven about everything higher. But I would say, you know, it's a couple factors. One, it's an economics lesson, right? I mean, there's less seats available. There's less capacity because they have had to reduce flying. There just aren't as many pilots, so they've had to reduce flying. Well, fewer seats and the demand is still there. Well, they're able to, if there are any lower-priced seats, those are gobbled up right away. And so then you kind of move into the next tier of pricing, and which is in most cases quite a bit higher. But I think even out of Sioux Falls, the major network carriers, which, you know, that's United, Delta, American, seen probably at least a 30+% increase in fares over the last 12-14 months. Again, a lot of that's driven by, you know, reduced capacity, But their expenses have gone up as well. So the price of jet fuel has skyrocketed. It's kind of derivative similar to diesel. So it's more than just your unleaded gasoline that you might see. So jet fuel has gone up considerably. The labor, I mean, they've in a tight labor market. They've had to increase their payroll, their wages quite a bit to try to attract or maintain a workforce. So what they're paying their employees is quite a bit higher. So their costs have all evolved into higher costs that's passed on to the public. You know, we've been fortunate though, and I think it's really been a main driver for a lot of our growth this year is Allegiant and Frontier. They're considered an ultra low cost carrier. And their prices are quite a bit lower, and they have increased their fares some, but not to that extent. You know, it might be 8 to 10% higher. You know, but you're also paying for a lot of other fees besides just your plane ticket. But you know, they've kept their prices a little bit lower and haven't increased them as much, and they've added quite a few different destinations. So that's really bolstered a lot of our traffic out of Sioux Falls in the last year.
So, Dan, what is your best advice that you can give travelers when it does come to purchasing tickets with the rising prices? Is there a best time to buy a plane ticket? I've heard there's a lot of, scientific numbers behind this, as in the best day to get them is on Tuesday or on Thursday, whatever.
You know, that I really couldn't say. You know, in most cases, if you can buy your tickets, 50, 60 days in advance, it's probably, far enough out that the lower tier, the lower price fares are still available. The further out you get, actually the fares may be a little bit higher. Sometimes if you wait a little bit closer to departure time, let's say 30 days out, maybe it could be a little bit less. It just depends how full that aircraft is or that flight that you're looking at, how full that flight is at that point in time. But typically, if you can, 50, 60 days out, I guess I would kind of start looking at probably the best time or most of the lowest fares that are available. But you have to be flexible. To get the lowest fares, you need to travel on that, on Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday. You need to stay over on a Saturday night. You got to buy them at least 2 weeks in advance. So there's a lot of, hoops you need to get those lowest fares. But they're out there. So you just need to be kind of diligent. And certainly if you use some of the online travel sites like Orbitz, Travelocity, some of those can be very helpful too. Google Flights, a lot of those can be helpful.
Now, again, I think you hinted at this, but have the higher prices affected flyers or even potential flyers here in Sioux Falls?
I would say not as much as you might think. Again, with the big jump in airfare from the network carriers, their flights are full. I mean, they have reduced, flights and available seats, driving up the cost. But, their flights are full. And again, Allegiant and Frontier has service to Denver and connections in their hub in Denver to quite a few different cities in the western U.S. So that's really helped drive our traffic. And so I haven't really noticed. Obviously, we have a record number of people flying, so it hasn't really impacted us yet. But as time goes on, again with those prices being higher than they've been, and people may be a little bit more concerned about maybe I should save the money, maybe we should hold off on that trip, the next couple of months. That is a concern going forward. But so far, people have been flying.
What's the worst mistake a future traveler can make as they're purchasing an airline ticket? Any horror stories that you've probably heard?
Well, again, every fare that you purchase, it comes with usually there's some restrictions or limitations. And so, just making sure that you understand what those are. if you're flying on Allegiant or Frontier or Spirit, you know, those airlines, those fares are very low for a reason. There's very little flexibility on changing. So if there's a reason you can't, you aren't able to take your flight, you might be able to get a credit off that ticket for a future flight, which in a lot of cases is fine. But if you just want a refund altogether, that might be difficult to do. If that flight, for whatever reason, is canceled or delayed, that's where it really gets to be a challenge, because they typically can't just rebook you on another flight that day or even within a couple of days. Quite often, if their flight's canceled, you have to find another airline or other transportation to get where you were going, with the next flight typically being several days away and in full. So just know what you're getting into. On the network carriers, United, Delta, and American, you know, they have certainly some lower fares, but they have some super low fares, but that really, again, some of those don't allow you to make any changes at all, or it's non-refundable. So those are some of the things I'd ask people to watch out for.
Dan Letlier with the Sioux Falls Regional Airport talking to us about what's going on with the Sioux Falls Regional Airport and some travel updates. Now, Dan, let's talk about the exciting things that are happening at the airport. What are some projects that you have happening or coming down the road?
Well, probably the biggest one, one we've been working on for quite a few years, is the construction of a new parking garage. So I know it's a facility that people have been asking for quite some time, and we've done many studies, many calculations, many different design attempts at it, but we have elected to move forward. We have a contractor in place, and starting 1st of April, we'll be beginning that project. It's will be about a four-level parking garage right in front of the building where the short-term lot is right now, right across the and we'll take about 18 months to construct. So asking for everyone's patience during that time, because it will be disruptive. A lot of people will have to park in our economy lot, which is a little further away, but we will have a shuttle that will be continuously going back and forth. So that will be available. But yeah, just I think people will be very excited, very pleased when it is finished. We'll have a Skyway connection from the second floor to the terminal building, so you can actually get off your flight and walk straight into the parking garage and keep your flip-flops and shorts on and get right in your car and get home instead of having to walk through rows of snow and scrape off your snow-covered car when you get back from Florida. So, yeah, I think people could be really excited when we get it finished.
People also get excited about new flight options. So what are some of those new options for Sioux Falls flyers if they want to go somewhere else besides the Midwest?
Yeah. Well, like I said, Allegiant has added a lot of service in the last year. I mean, they will be going to like 9 different destinations out of Sioux Falls, you know, along with cities that they've flown to in the past, which, you know, Phoenix Mesa, Las Vegas, Orlando, Tampa, St. Pete. This year they added service to Nashville, Austin, Texas, Orange County, John Wayne Airport in Los Angeles area in California, as well as San Diego in this past summer. They also added service to Fort Lauderdale and Punta Gorda in Florida. So quite a few different destinations in Florida. Always a lot of flights to Phoenix Mesa. It's just amazing in February and March how many people in the Sioux Falls area go to Phoenix. It's just amazing. And Allegiant will have most days will have 2 flights a day. So along with American Airlines to Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport. I mean, there's a lot of seats to Phoenix. But so plenty of opportunities coming up here through the winter and spring to get out to someplace nice and warm.
Now, the holidays are here, and it's not so warm here, but people are trying to do whatever they can to travel this holiday season. So typically, would you say how many people fly just to Sioux Falls alone, or how many travels fly out of Sioux Falls?
Well, they're all about the same. You know, most people that fly out tend to fly back in. But, you know, we're expecting, you know, well over 50 to 55,000 people that will be flying out of Sioux Falls, so about the same amount coming in. We'll have, you know, over 110,000 people coming and going through the month of December. Again, a big chunk of those in the latter part of the month, that travel window from, you know, 23rd of December, 22nd, 23rd of December through New Year's is really, you know, a peak travel week of the year. So a lot of people coming and going. We really kind of pray for, you know, good weather so that everybody can get to where they want to go for their, to see friends and family, either flying out or flying in or going to someplace warm on that Christmas vacation.
Speak about Christmas vacation. Now, some presents are going to come back in those suitcases. What are some important tips to remember when you are traveling for the holidays, especially for maybe food, some wine, pots, pans, whatever?
Well, first of all, don't wrap your presents. You never know if you're going through either in checked luggage or even carry-on, where there might be something inside that box that, for whatever reason, you know, the screeners need to take a little closer look at. So don't spend a lot of time and money on fancy wrapping, because you never know when that present may need to be opened. So don't wrap your presents, even though you try to keep them a surprise. Keep in mind liquids. So, you know, no bottles of wine or anything through the checkpoint. You can put them in a sturdy wooden box or something in your checked luggage, I guess, but typically, again, the liquid limitation, you know, 3 ounces through the checkpoint still applies. If you do have anything organic, fruit cake or cookies or whatever the case might be that you have in carry-on that you're going through, keep in mind that you should take out of your carry-on and have in the tub separately, so that that's readily available when they screen it, because that will require them to look into your carry-on if there's any other food items. So if you already have that out in the tub, that'll kind of expedite getting through there. But probably the biggest thing is just get here early. I know it's easier said than done, but you know, we always recommend people to get here 90 minutes before their flight. So when they can get everything checked in, they can get through security, and then get on the concourse. And normally, you know, that process will go fairly quickly, but you never quite know. And it's a lot less stressful. So if you get here in plenty of time, you can get through all those steps and get on the concourse. We have great places, great food choices on the concourse. So certainly encourage people to get here early.
Dan Letlier, once again, with the Sioux Falls Regional Airport. Dan, if anybody has any questions about what's going on at the airport, flights in regards to Sioux Falls, what is your website to go check out?
Yeah, it's www.sfairport.com. And, yeah, there's a lot of information there. Certainly flight arrival departure times, a lot of other available pieces of information that might make your trip easier. So certainly check it out.
All right. Once again, Dan Letlier, thanks so much for joining us to tell us about the happenings in the Sioux Falls Regional Airport and about holiday travel as well.
Yeah. We're looking forward to seeing all those folks out here in the next few weeks.
I'm Christine Manica, and you've been listening to Sunday Focus. I'd like to thank Dan Letlier from the Sioux Falls Regional Airport for joining the program today. Once again, if you have any questions about what's going on at the Sioux Falls Regional Airport, you can always check out their website. And when it comes to your flight, the best thing that you can do is check with your airline carrier to see if they are on time or if even your flight is canceled. Join us again next week for another edition of Sunday Focus.